Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Sarah Yakub.
And I'm Kirk Bankset.
And I'm Pat Quitelow. And Kirk asked for the Masterpiece Theater theme because he's going to get professorial on us for the final few minutes that we have together. You know, the show, again, is heard, you know, live on Wednesdays, and then all across northern Wisconsin, folks listen to it as a podcast. And there's inevitably the comments when Kirk posts it over the weekend about why Minocqua Brewing Company is so divisive and why can't we all just meet in the middle? Well, we figured there's going to be a lot of political discussions during Thanksgiving, a week when you got to talk to your crazy uncle or the crazy uncle thinks you're a socialist commie. So Kirk's going to put on his professorial cape and discuss. Kirk, is there in fact a political middle where we can meet these days?
So the short answer, Pat, is no, and I'll tell you why. But I wanted to explain the academics behind why. So the first answer is that when an entire party bases its existence on the big lie that Biden wasn't elected legitimately, and then many people within that party are actively plotting to overthrow our government and install an authoritarian dictator. I mean, that's one side.
Not really middle there, is there?
I mean, that's one side. So meeting that side in the middle, like, where is the middle? You're still off a cliff if you try to find the middle to that, you know? So like the only, the short way of saying it is, the middle, the safe, if middle is not what you should be looking for, you should be find reasonable. And reasonable is way left of what the middle currently is. And what that, you know, what that is really is there's this idea called the Overton window. And it's been like in a political science classes for a long time. And basically this guy named Overton defined this window, which is what is acceptable for like the majority of voters in America. What ideas are actually considered nuts, and what ideas are actually considered, oh, well, this kind of makes sense. Let's talk about this. So it's even the debate, like sometimes, like the perfect example is prohibition. You know, in like we passed an actual amendment that said banning all drinking, because that actually was what America wanted for a while. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, crap, we can't drink anymore. And then the whole Overton window shifted from banning drinking to allowing drinking. That's like the perfect example. So I think our Overton window has been moved so far to the right in terms of racism, misogyny, and nativist, you know, rhetoric that the middle is no longer safe. And that's why the Minocqua Brewing Company fights for the left.
Does that make sense to you, Sarah?
Absolutely. Well, and you know, it's so frustrating because if you talk to somebody, take the politics out of it, most people, they can come to a consensus of right and wrong. You know, whether we're coming to the table as parents, as grandparents, as neighbors, as faith-based members of the community. And then once you insert the politics and once you insert the position of someone's political party, then people start to justify. People start to get sort of strange, and that's where it starts to fall apart.
And this really comes back to what I was talking about earlier, talking to these folks down in Georgia, who, you know, at first we were just making small talk. And of course, then, you know, as things got, you know, a little deeper into the conversation, we realized there was some, you know, disagreement on COVID type issues. And we, you know, thought, well, we know these are nice people. Let's just have this nice conversation. And, you know, by the end of it, things were getting rather animated. And I don't mean in like a bad way. It wasn't going to get like violent or anything, but you could just see that there was this clear disagreement. In part because, and I think this falls to your scenario here, Kirk, is, you know, there's something that's now in the Overton window, and that's being able to deny science, that you know, that COVID is just the flu and the vaccines are mysterious. And so, however this window has moved, it has moved, I believe your notes called it crazy town, Kirk. The window is somewhere over crazy town right now, and we're looking to see if we can, you know, move it back in one way or the other. And that can happen several different ways. It can happen through elections, but that means it has happened through campaigns, or it just has to happen through continuous messaging over and over again. Pick on, say, the civil rights fight. Okay, the law was passed in 1964, but for decades prior to that, the window was not there at all of accepting civil rights. And that's just one of many examples. So Kirk, I appreciate you helping us explain where we're at and that it's not fixed forever, but it is going to take more of those conversations and more action to move us there. So thank you, Professor, for that insight. And with that, it is time for us to go. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Sarah. And thank you for joining us at the cabin. And to Keith Finley and Louis Malevsky, our guests, if you're hunting this weekend, please be safe. And otherwise, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.